The room is noisy already. Not even 9:30 and children are rolling toy trucks on the carpet, squeezing the soft toys and racing each other around. Parents sit by around the wooden tables with crisps and cups of tea. This is not a cafe play area though, or even a nursery. These are mothers with sons and daughters waiting to see daddy, who's in prison.
My name's Christine Slasser. I'm the regional manager for the children's projects for NEPACS.
Durham Prison holds the father-child sessions once a week at the visitor centre, which is opposite the prison. It's run by staff from NEPAC and volunteers who support the families of prisoners.
Mums and the children come along here and they actually register in first to let us know they're here. And then round about 9:30, mums and the children go over to the prison. We go into the visitor centre. There's lots and lots of different toys on a child father visit for the children to play with. Mums stay for around about 10 or 15 minutes, then come back to the visitor centre and they can have a chat together, a cup of tea and refreshments, and the children actually stay with the father as a one-to-one and play. They can move around more freely, dads don't have to sit in the seat, so they have a good time and playing together and bonding. I think the friendship becomes, because they sit here, it's more relaxing, they're all sort of in the same sort of situation, they can generally talk to each other, they're starting to get a friendship together as well. Yes, and it's really good, and as I say, we're trying to make everybody as happy and as friendly as possible and support them, absolutely.
I meet Vicky, sitting quietly waiting for the time when she can get through the gates and inside to see the father of her little girl. There's three of them going to the visit today, though, because Vicky is pregnant and her child is due any day. Her husband is in prison and will miss the birth.
We've got a baby due any day now, so it's going to be completely different. It's going to be an altered family dynamic and lots of new challenges, I think.
How have you coped with that?
Just with the support of family and friends, really. It's been hard. Mums don't get to stay in for very long, but the visits are all about the children getting quality time with their dads, and to me that's something that's really important, because we had a lot of difficulties and when my husband first went into prison, her behaviour and the fact that she was missing her dad so much. So these visits are really good because she gets to spend that quality time, and they're different to the normal visits that we go on, in the fact that dads can run around with the children. They're not stuck in one place all the time, so the kids get to run around, and it's more like a typical family time. It got to the point that she was really upset and crying, that she sort of shut herself off, and I couldn't console her, and I'd lost that element of control, which prompted me to ring the family liaison team at the prison, who sorted out visits for me straight away. It's been great. I've got a really good family links officer who keeps in contact on a regular basis, and the NEPACS girls are amazing. They're really good, really supportive as well. They know us quite well now, but no, they've been wonderful.